Water and Sewer District Board meeting. We're gonna go into public comment very first thing. We've got some public here.
We've got a quorum.
Oh, I should say that Jennifer and Bob and I are here, so we've got 3.5 of us here, because Jennifer's 1.5, because her vote is not important. So we're going to public comment. Do you have anything you'd like to say, Michael?
I do.
Let's say it.
So first, I heard at least 4 or 5 times the other day from Bob, trustee Bob here, that.
Mike, I'm having trouble hearing you. Okay, Jen, slide back.
Go ahead.
I heard from Bob the other day that he has a document. I'd like to get a copy of that document.
What's document?
Some kind of a document he has. So on another note, I was sent a bill from the water board. I will be paying that bill as soon as my finances allow. So you guys feel free to do whatever you need to do to secure your payment. I just don't have the finances right now.
Okay, so.
Thank you.
So you need to.
Let me just point to the.
No, no, it's okay. I can read.
Thank you.
Stay right there, don't move.
Yes.
Do you know who this gentleman is?
Yes, we've had several conversations.
Okay, so is he past due?
Well, the issue was, Angie called me the other day.
Okay.
And evidently there was a few property owners that were having some problems. Mike, on his property, on lot number one, he had built a home. The will serve letter was done previous to me and Paul, and he was current.
Did I do the will serve letter?
Yes, okay. I actually have a copy of it.
Okay.
Anyway, but the impact fees were not paid.
Okay.
And so we billed him for them.
Okay.
And according to Angie, when she started getting all of these lovely phone calls, she called me and said that in Powder Mountain West and the condos, Sunridge, Moon Ridge, everything up there was supposedly, the impact fees were paid by the developer back in the 80s.
Okay.
Okay, so we did a little research. I've been on the phone with Jen and Bob. We've done some research.
Okay.
Bob came up with that letter. Come to find out, the county has no record of it, which according to Angie, they did. I couldn't find anything.
Okay.
So basically it came down to whether we pay the fees or not.
Okay.
And that's basically what he's here for. So.
So he's gonna pay the fees?
He's evidently gonna pay the fees, yes.
And you're gonna work it out with him so he has a little time that he can get them paid?
Absolutely.
That's correct?
Yes, I just wanna find out. So Bob mentioned that some other homeowners are gonna have to pay fees too?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so that's their business?
Yep.
So I was gonna come in and actually apply to be on the board. And then I realized I really don't want to be on the board.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, you're out of here. I'd much rather be a customer. However, as a customer, I demand, not request, but I demand a few things. I don't want to hear from my neighbors. These are my neighbors here. I don't want to hear from them again for anything.
But they're your board members.
They're my board members, but they're my neighbors.
Okay.
So, Jen, I'm going to leave you out of it. Bob and I, we have an issue. Two conversations ago, he crossed the line. As a civilized person, as a neighbor, and as a trustee board member.
Okay.
On several ways. I'm not going to say why.
Okay.
But I put him in his place and I thought we were done.
Okay.
2 days ago in the parking lot, what was your comment? I'm going to say that one out loud because it's annoying and it's really bothering me, so I need to get it off my chest. To save us all a lot of time and to save yourself from making a fool out of yourself. And he proceeded to tell me this thing 4 times.
Okay.
Okay. I don't need to hear from him.
Okay.
If I need to hear from the board,
okay.
Find somebody else other than one of my two neighbors.
Okay.
Okay, because his condescending voice, I can't stand it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
It's affected my friendship with him. I don't want to be his neighbor. I'm going to be moving out of the neighborhood. But I respectfully request to be treated as a decent customer here. Okay? I'm going to have further dealings with the water board. I'll always treat you guys fairly. I need to be treated fairly. Conversation I had with Bob.
Okay.
I'll never get water.
I want you to go with our water manager and
no,
our water
good.
Secretary. I want
Paul,
you to work with
Paul
them.
And Carrie are awesome.
So work
I have
with
no
them.
Problem with
that's where I want you
okay.
to work with.
So that's it. I will be developing my lot. I was going to do it in a minimalist fashion, but now I'm not. So you guys could look forward to, I don't know, $300,000 to $500,000 in impact fees from me in the near future. Hopefully that'll help pay for a well.
Yay.
And,
yay.
Yay.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Michael.
And thank you, guys.
Thanks, Michael.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you.
That's Ann.
Ann?
The attorney for.
You're with,
Jeff.
Yeah.
I am.
Okay.
I am.
Jeff tried to say a few things today, but we told Jeff he couldn't talk until you were here.
So he got up, and left.
Words can't describe how.
Okay.
I get
public
I
comment.
Can tell that just sitting
yeah, let's We got public comment. Is there any more? Is there any other public comment?
Welcome to mine and Carrie's world.
except for with no reporters and no YouTube.
I'm sorry to say this, but I'm not feeling bad about that. I kind of like it wasn't me there.
Or you can't describe how difficult his interactions are with everybody he encounters.
Yeah, we got it.
Okay.
Okay, manager's report.
I just wanted to say how much I like Bob's voice.
I was just going to duck if he did throw anything.
Let's go through the manager's report, Paul.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you the good news, and then we'll hit the hard stuff, if that's okay. One and all.
Yes,
first of all, I'll hand you, this document just came in the mail, on the
16th. Oh, this is the one you just got, okay.
The loan. And, you know, pages and, oops, sorry, Commissioner. Pages and reams of stuff.
Killing more trees.
Here, basically, here's the short of it. Aside from all this other stuff, number one, it's a zero interest loan. If you go to the very last page of the document, it gives you the payments and it gives you the amount. Of course, they indicate on the front that we've asked for. They're going to loan us $1,265,000.
Okay.
Which is 85% of what we asked for.
Okay.
It's the annual rate is zero interest. We were able to get the board to agree to a step payment. That's where you see at the back there, 24.8. They changed it a little bit since I last sat, 46.8. And then we go to 47 and then 48,000 per year payment, which for 30 years, a long time. I will not see the end of this. I will not be alive to see the conclusion of the bond.
Have you thought about cryotherapy?
Yeah, it could. But at any rate, there's the good news section for you.
Leave it to the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You also have in your board packets, you have an audit that our outside
so we
auditor.
Can talk about this for a minute?
If you wish.
Okay. No, that's fine.
Well, before we get done and move on to something else, I think it's just noteworthy that we recognize Paul and the rest of the group at CRS. I need him working for me, apparently, because I like 0% loans. And
I do have one question.
I just think it's a positive thing that his team has been able to bring to the table, and it'll be really helpful for us.
Has the board already accepted this action?
Oh no! Oh no! This is, we got to go through this.
Okay.
We won't.
So your new board will go through this detail.
There's all kinds of documentation that's got to be done.
I do have a question for you though.
Yes, ma'am.
Is there any prepayment penalties if we decide we're into 8-9 year? And we've
not
got enough.
Interest, so
well, I mean, it's zero. You wouldn't, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
In case we wanted to be unencumbered in any way, shape, or form, is there a prepayment penalty to pay?
Can you assign it to me?
To be honest with you,
Bob,
don't.
You're on a roll today.
To be frank, I don't know.
You don't.
I don't.
Okay, that's,
I would,
that would be my only question.
Yeah,
I understand it's 0%, but
yeah,
okay.
0%.
I just want to make sure.
Oh yeah, there are a lot of things we've got to go through before we sign. Before we recommend signing off on this thing. But
my time with the legislature working with natural resources, the whole purpose of this fund is to assist these small water companies and to help in these types of projects, and that's why it's a zero interest loan.
Good.
They are still fairly competitive and challenged to get, but to answer your question, I think I'm positive the answer is no, because again, if we're not using this money to benefit us,
somebody else
wants it pretty badly.
So I'm
sure there's not a
But I can't give you a definitive answer.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
So I was talking about the audit. I asked our outside auditor, and of course it's in the fly leaf of your book, by the way. It's that big thick thing sitting in the flap there.
Yeah.
I asked our auditor to not only give us an audit for 2015, but give us up to June of 2016, because that represents a break point. That's where we started. So I wanted everyone to know, I wanted to be a public record, where we are as of when we started managing the company. And so you'll see, I've been occupied. I haven't had time to, hey, Commissioner, here.
Oh,
Thank you.
You knew what I wanted, huh?
I brought a supply.
Well, I got a stash right across the hall, but
so do
I can't get away very far.
So I have not had time to fully digest what's gone on here, but I don't think that I don't know of any surprises. Okay,
that's fair enough. So we were thinking there was an issue
at 17:05.
I had got a call a while ago. There was some possible issue. That's not an issue.
Well, it's no. I won't say it's not. I'll just say that it was handled.
Okay.
And
tell me what was handled.
Well, he made a journal entry. It's not, $17,500 is not material, frankly. We'll spend more time trying to figure out where that went than you'll get out of it, unless you wish to. I mean, from the your auditor's standpoint,
okay.
From my standpoint, it ain't worth bothering
with.
Gotcha.
Okay? I'm good with that.
It's a glitch.
Gotcha.
And so he assigned it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, good.
But I would ask the chairman that we auditors make us come up with this engagement, letter of engagement thing here, their standard form. I would ask that the chairman, if you wouldn't mind, sign this document.
Okay.
It's a standard form. I should get closer to you, shouldn't I?
No, you're fine.
So that's that particular matter of business. We're going to, of course, we'll get into the budget stuff. Let me just cover one more thing as it pertains to money. And that is, and you have a copy of this, it's called the 2017,
budget.
They have a copy of this.
Yeah, they have a copy, it's under
too many 2017 budgets, but this one shows a negative number of $17,322.
Okay.
I asked my internal auditor to tell me how much we are short from our budgeted what was approved last year in 2016, and we have overspent by $17,322. No surprise, you know, we've had a lot of things rain on us, and we continue to have things rain on us. I will ask the board to authorize a budget adjustment of $17,322 plus. We are paying bills, and Carrie, where's that? Do they have that in there?
No, I've got it on my, they've got a copy of this, but the dollar amounts they don't have. This is what we would need, plus this includes the 10 that we talked about.
What am I reading?
Oh, what we're over.
No, what's that number?
Oh, that's what we need to move.
11?
Yeah, no, 41, sorry. 41.7.
Okay, so what's happened is I'm trying to end the year and pay all the bills is what I'm trying to do. As best we can tell, we'll be over $17,000 from our budget,
mm-hmm.
but our bank account is short. So I'm going to move from the, I call it the PT account, if you
mm-hmm.
don't mind, short
okay.
vernacular, from the PT account to the checking account, about $41,000, so I can pay the bills and end the year.
Okay.
So I would ask for the board, well, we'll ask for the board to authorize at some point here,
mm-hmm.
down here, in the action to move $17,300 into, amend the budget by $17,300.
Okay, that's item 3 down in action.
Thank you, if you would make sure that.
The money you want to move is $40,000 even?
$41,700.
Yeah, we'll just, you know, that's.
We'll go over it.
That's
okay,
we'll, you know,
do that in number 6.
That's
in, we'll go over that when we get
pay
it.
The bills, yeah. So the other thing, I think, Carrie, unless I'm forgetting something, the other thing that I'll mention is the fund that Evan and I have been doing a lot of bonding in the last week and a half, you know, at sewer lift stations. You know, it's aromatic, it's therapeutic.
Yeah,
it's an outdoor thing.
It's the middle of the night. We even had a sheriff's deputy up there because he thought we were doing
breaking
something.
In.
Yeah, we thought we were doing something bad, so we got to, you know, we got good coverage there.
Yeah,
it's good to know that sheriff would show up.
Yeah.
Say that
they
can't find the sheriff up there. That's
yeah.
obviously not true.
I mean, he had to walk
up the road, must have skiing.
He had to come up a pasture. We were in the lower valley, you know, and it was nice to know that
yeah.
we were being protected. So I'll give you in brief what's happened. When we had the rainstorm just a little over a week ago, we had the perfect storm. We had a rainstorm. We had Pump Station 3. That's the highest one before
mm-hmm.
it goes to the lagoons.
Mm-hmm.
wig out on us. I mean, we were fighting it from 1:30 in the morning a week ago Saturday. I mean, I was getting alarms. You know, I was awake all of a sudden. And finally, I couldn't get Evan. I couldn't raise Evan. So finally at 2:30, I jumped in my truck and started driving up the canyon, and then I got him. And so I turned around, went home, and tried to rest. But we fought it all day a week ago Saturday. And one of the motors went down in pump house 3. In the meantime, we have all this rain that's coming in that's taking all the capacity we can pump to move that rainwater from the sewer system. And the upper sewer, the Lucas Link was only running at half capacity. So we had a spill. Mm. And it spilled into the pasture up there, because that's wild, that's pasture country up there. It's pasture. It's reportable. I have
Who
to report
the pasture.
Whoever owns the lagoons, what's the name of that guy?
The guy in
Eden Works.
Eden Heights.
Okay. They own the pasture. You can't tell that it happened. It's brown. Mm-hmm. It's gray water. There was nothing. It was just gray water. So at any rate, that happened. We had our pump guy up there last Monday, as we have him up there again today. Mm-hmm. So we're paying Evan extra money, mm-hmm, because he worked a day and a night and a day. Evan is up there with him again today because that same pump is wigged out again, and so I'm going to have to advance. You know, we have $8,000 into the next year's budget to buy a new motor. Well, guess what? I'm going to be buying a new motor now because there's something wrong with that motor. It's not operating properly. We also had to adjust the controls. But that's immaterial. The fact is the sewer system is letting us know it's there. We've been in frequent contact with Paul Southwick, that's down now in southern Utah or Nevada somewhere, enjoying his retirement, but he's been willing to talk to us. We're continuing to watch it. I'm continuing to look for ways to try to make this work a little bit better. One thing that I found for sure, and it's a spendy thing, so I don't know what to do, is that these particular pump stations are designed such that you can't lift the motors out. The design, you'll find the motors up on the lift stations that Summit's put in, are on rails. So you can grab them with a chain. They quick coupler, they uncouple, they come up, you pull them up, you know, lift them up with a crane. They're 400-pound motors, so you don't just pick them up by yourself. These are hard plumbed at the bottom, so the guy has to get down in the wet well, which he did last Monday, and then he got rained on because the pump station went on. And he has to uncouple underneath the motor.
So isn't it a deeper problem that we've got rainwater going in our sewer system?
Oh, no question. And we're going to be
the problem, right?
We're going to be.
So, do we know where it's going in our system at?
We know of one particular manhole that will next year we'll get it raised up, you know, in the road. I've got a little budget in for that, and we'll look for other manholes that might give us that contribution that we'll take care of it as best we can.
Okay.
But I've got to get those pump stations. We got to decide what to do with those pump stations. They need to be upgraded. But the problem is to upgrade them, put new motors in, put rails on them, and everything. That's a $50,000 per copy item.
And how many do we have? Okay. So the reality of it is that what we need to look at is that if that's something that absolutely is going to have to happen, then we're going to have to go back and assess people and have to walk down that path. It won't be a decision today,
right?
But if that's a once in a going to happen once every 2 or 3 years, then we do what we're doing. If it's going to be something that we do slowly, redo the pump station, I don't know. So
this is
going to be who's who on the EPA list here, if we're not careful.
Oh, no question.
Oh, no, right. It's going to all change.
And
the Trump administration.
Yeah, and so just to drive that who's who, it's true, because we had the rain Friday, mm-hmm, and that third pump station wigged out again, and guess what? We had water flowing out of a manhole this time. Nobody. Mm-hmm. Paul Southwick tells us no one gets flooded, but we had gray water coming out of that low manhole.
Mm.
Again, I'm going, oh crap, not again.
oh crap, not again.
This isn't going to get any better.
No.
Okay. And I can tell you categorically that a strategic intention is we grow the size of this district and include new sewer members, if you will, is to hook into Wolf Creek Water and Sewer Company. They have a statutory requirement to allow us to hook in. In Brother Lowell's words, it's just a matter of price, okay? And so we need to start to begin to understand what that would look like from an engineering standpoint, a cost perspective, and impact fees. Stuff and start to have substantive conversations with us, because I don't want to be on the EPA's.
But Lowell and boys aren't going to take a system that is putting outside water influencing the system in the bucket loads we are. So if we fix our system where we're not putting the bucket loads of outside water in, we're probably okay for a little while.
We are.
So either way, but you're right. At the end of the day, we've got to get there, but we got to fix it.
But infiltration from a negotiating standpoint is just an extra cost. Something else that you put in there.
That's true.
But we can't have this brown snow every time.
Right.
Don't eat the brown snow.
Let me ask you another question. How full is our water tank right now?
It should be. I couldn't get online to check it, but it should be full.
Okay. Is everything functioning right? Because where we're going into now, we're going to use more water per day up there in the next 2 weeks than we will probably in the next 9 months.
Yes, that's correct. And it's keeping up, except like last Friday, we had an extended power outage for hours, and the well couldn't run. Reservoir got low. I got low reservoir.
So wait. We've got a 350,000 gallon reservoir. 415.
Uh-huh.
415. How low did we get?
We got down to within 9 feet. That's half.
Yeah. Oh,
that's where we get notification. Okay.
So we got down because the power was off for a while. We got down to half, but we were still good for a few more days.
We were okay. We start playing with their pressure when we get down that low. But yes, we're okay. That's why the water master plan contemplates another 1 million gallons, so that if we have an extended outage,
Do we have the option of hooking a generator up to run that pump? Do we have a generator?
Mm-mm.
So that's something in future. If we're going to have a lot of power outages, which we normally don't up there, do we?
No, it doesn't happen very often.
So I don't know that it's something that important, but it's something that the future board will need to look at.
Well, it's either that. Yeah, it's a combination of that, yeah. Or you have more storage.
Yeah.
And so that's the other thing that caused us to flood last Friday is that the pump stations went down, all of them. We weren't pumping sewage for 6 hours. You can't do that in a rainstorm.
Okay,
so just as leading to the well, we're doing fine. We've got, you're seeing that you've got a bill there from the telemetry people. I have thanked these two. I thank all of you for allowing me to get that telemetry. That has been a lifesaver because we can monitor anything and everything about that well. The thing we've learned that just happened, and of course, just beyond the 1 year warranty, one of the heaters in that well house went down, quit, burned up. So we're having to replace that. We're going to also have the electrician put a thermostat on because I notice sometimes the temperature is a balmy 80 degrees inside that well house. Now, we don't need it that warm, but we can't control those heaters that well, and so we're going to get a thermostat on them. But the telemetry is telling me all of this stuff, which is great.
So the well and the pump and everything, are we meeting our mitigation with Cache County?
Yes, we don't mitigate during the winter.
We only have to mitigate when we are on water call. But with Cache County, don't we have to mitigate
year round? We do, but we can't put water out on the ground in the winter.
So what we'll do is we'll keep a track of what we owe water wise, and we'll dump it to them.
We'll make it more constant, and we probably need to find another way to not use a fire hydrant, but some other connection so that we can just let it dribble, I guess.
And then
we're looking for the other solution. We're gonna get the shares and get them to accept the shares in the reservoir.
Yeah.
Forget this. throwing water away, pumping water out of the ground, throwing
it
away.
Stupid.
It is stupid. It's expensive.
So are we chlorinating right now?
We are. We have a dosing chlorinator that we've added to the building, and that's the telemetry title.
If we're dose chlorinating, can we use that spring that had a little bit of a problem? Can we use it if we're chlorinating?
The cost of, we've looked at that, and you've got to have a certain amount of detention time before it goes into the system, and our problem is once it gets to the booster pump 3, which is just right near the fork in the road, it goes into the system, and so we don't have enough contact time with chlorine to meet state regulations. So we need a tank there, then we'd be all right.
We've got tanks, we've got other tanks. Could we use some of them to do the... could we take one of those tanks offline instead of in our system and dump the water into one of those 40,000, 6,000 gallon tanks we have to meet that and then pump the water into our other tank?
If we have to, we're going to have to replumb the system to do that.
Be expensive.
Yeah. And we froze also up there. That's part of the next budget that we have also is at pump station 3. The piping, all the piping is in the pump house. It's above ground.
Mm-hmm.
Heater went down, froze the piping.
Will your telemetry tell you when the heater goes down next time?
Not on that one. We don't have telemetry on that.
Do we need it on it?
What we need to do is we're going to get that piping, since we're not using it, buried underground this year.
Okay.
But Evan wanted, again, we're paying Evan for this. He wanted to wait for the contractor to come up the next day. And I said, who's served by it? And I said, no, get it done.
Yeah.
And he said, well, it's going to cost, I got to go buy parts. I said, do what you got to do. I'm not going to let them go down for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that enough of my report? Is there anything else I need to say?
I think that's enough.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm good.
Let's get to the budget.
Anything else on your report?
Thank you.
So there's so much good news you can hear.
You ready for me to go to the district financials?
You got any good news?
You ready for me to go to the district financials?
Sure.
Yeah.
District financials, Carrie.
Okay. Let's start with you've got copies in there of the P&I and all that, but let's go over the payables just so you understand why we're asking to transfer over. Here's a current list of everything that I have in my office as of Friday. I haven't been in the post office yet. Here's all the payables. The Utah Association of Special Districts and the Weber Basin water for the 14-8 will hold off until January. Everything else here is what we're requesting to be paid. Just pay them, get them done.
How much was Weber Basin's bill last year?
Same.
Same.
Okay. Well, they go up. They have a little nominal increase, but that's same.
So right now, as of Friday, there was $51.5 in the account.
In the which account?
In Wells Fargo.
Okay.
In the actual bank account. You do have a copy of the PTIF one, and there's $347,002. But with all the bills accruing, with the total dollar amount is the 82 minus the 51, which leaves us 31.7, but we've kind of given a little slush fund in there. That's why we're requesting the 41, just in case we have incidentals between now and the first of the year.
Okay.
So that's basically where we come up with those funds. There should be everything paid unless something comes in within the next week.
Okay.
It's kind of where we stand with that. I do have a copy of the receivables also that shows you what's outstanding. If you care to take a look at that, you got your P&I there.
That's
but
it's good.
And I have copies of the bills too if you want to take a look at them.
I looked at them.
Did you? Great.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I did. So.
I saw him do it.
Sweet.
I think that let's go on to consent items. Number one, request for approval of district bills to be paid. I'll take a motion.
We pay our bills.
A second.
Got a motion and a second on the floor. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Number two, request for approval of meeting minutes for board meeting held on November 20th, 2016. Take a motion.
I move we adopt the minutes.
I've got a motion and a
second.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Number three, request for approval of meeting minutes for public hearing held November 30th, 2016. I'll take a motion.
That's a bit of dream, that meeting.
I'll take a motion.
I move to approve.
I've got a motion and I have a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, request for motion to adjourn public meeting for a closed strategy session to discuss the acquisition of real property, including any form of water right or any pending or reasonable intimate litigation. What I would like to do, Jeff.
Yes, sir.
Because I want to go in with the board real quick.
Okay.
And, but you guys just need to be sitting right out there, and we're going to haul you guys on in when we're ready for you. Are you coming up with a, with something for me, a document for me?
I would like to, I'm not having some connectivity issues.
Would you talk to the folks out there? You're welcome to use the computer in my office, if that would help, I don't know. But they will get you signed on it if you need to.
Okay, good, thank you.
Did you grab the other two commissioners?
Just grab that door there.
I'm up now.